Blog Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio and the kickoff of our holiday showcase shows. And you know I love this time of the year. I love sharing mom-made products as we learn to shop small and buy from each other and build our businesses as we are buying these great products that other moms and other women are out there making. And I'm very excited today to be sharing Carol Stosh Stanley. And she's an avid runner. I'm going to give you a little background about her before we start. And she found herself in a very unusual position, face down on the pavement. Her early morning 4-mile run began normally, but a trip over her shoelaces had ended this run with bleeding cuts on her hands and her knees. But this accident spurred her aha moment, and she began brainstorming about a device to lock shoelaces in place without unraveling or cutting them. She wanted to create a product that keeps the laces snug and secure with safety, reliability, durability, functionality, ease of use, and affordability at the top of the list of requirements. And that's how Lace Locker was born. And it is such a great product. And you know what? I say it all the time. Women start with why. We see something, we see a need that's not being fulfilled, and we find a way to fulfill it. And I love this because when you see what it does and everything else, it's like, how did somebody not think of that sooner? But again, it takes that aha moment of actually tripping over your own feet and your own shoelaces for the light bulb to turn on. So, Stosh, welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I'm so glad that you're here today, and I cannot wait to hear the story, you know, that delves deeper into that aha moment.
Dori, thank you so much for reaching out and providing the time for me to, if I'm able to help one listener today visualize of what it is they're capable of doing, then we will have been successful. And I can say that when I face planted, my face literally pounded into the pavement. And if it weren't for my hard head, which is why I didn't have any head injuries, being hard, I probably would not have been as persistent in just wanting to help others. I need to ask this of every listener, and be truthful now when I ask this question of you. How many times have you and others that you know in your family or your friends or your colleagues had an untied shoelace? Okay, folks, I can hear you all silently saying, oh, yeah, that's me. And fortunately,
I'm
looking
at my feet right now.
Hopefully nobody had to go through having their hard head hit the pavement to trigger the idea. And, you know, it's a process. We have a patent. This is my fifth patent. And patents are a process. You have to decide whether you have an idea that you want to get a patent. It's not an absolute for a certain thing. You know, there's so many ways to go about taking an idea and doing something with it and making it become a viable product or service. I mean, you can look at your own situation, Dori, and the vehicle that you've created with Word of Mom Radio for giving a silent way for other moms, grandmoms, or moms-to-be to just listen to, yeah, it is possible. I have an idea. My friends laugh at me about this idea, and I want to say your friends are doing you a favor, because when they laugh at you, they're fertilizing the fact that they can't believe that you have an idea and you can see a reason to make something happen with that idea. So I would say let them keep laughing and view it as the best fertilizer you could ever receive.
You know, it's funny, Stosh. One of the guests that I had, excuse me, Jessica Rowan, had come here with her product, and she actually says, and I made her a little meme, it said, if people aren't laughing at your dreams, you're not dreaming big enough. Yeah. And it's really true, you know, because let's face it, most of the people in this world have great ideas, and that's all they ever are. They're an idea.
That's correct, and they'll say to you, oh, I thought of that, and I often say to them, well, why didn't you do something about your idea?
Right. That's exactly right. And, you know, a very wise woman said that many ideas die in the parking lot of a bank because you can't get funding. And I was one of those people that, you know, here with our business, you know, in trying to get funding and not able to do it and, you know, took the down payment I saved for a house to start a business, which, okay, I've said it before, I'll say it again, don't ever do that because banks don't consider your children collateral. They may be worth millions to you, but the banks have no value on them. If anything, they're a liability. So, you know, if hindsight were 2020, I'd have done it differently. But the reality is I still found a way to get it done. And the reason I know you is because I filmed my TV commercials with AsSeenOnTV.pro. Yeah, and that's how we connected, because Lisa, who's the VP over there, I was sitting and talking with her, and I was like, you know, I have this radio show, and I would love to share, especially the women that are out there, creating these products and finding different ways to get them in front of people, because we need to empower each other. We need to encourage each other. I find very often, and I don't know how you've seen it in business, but so often women in business, it's like we don't want to tell our secrets. We don't want to tell people how we did it. It's that high school mentality that we're going to steal each other's boyfriends. Right? So it's not just me, huh, Stosh?
No. The self-promotion component, I like to say it's not self-promotion, it's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got an idea, product or service, and you simply tell the truth and you have passion and conviction about it, it can satisfy for self-promotion. But it's a whole lot less overwhelming, and it's more, I think, for us, it's the human element, and oftentimes products and services that women create have more value in terms of individuals like safety factors, how to optimize raw materials that you might have at your disposal, to try and make do with a very limited amount of budget, juggling dollars, single moms trying to raise their kids and optimize what they can do for them with the minimum amount of money that they have. And normally, although there are men that understand and can eventually get behind some of the ideas, it's usually because they have a daughter or a female member of their family that has influenced them and provided them with the opportunity to realize that there are these other ideas and that they can be unique revenue streams. And in that regard, Kevin Harrington's people don't have a gender bias when it comes to product. It's products at which they're looking. And so I just want to tell, you know, I have done 5 patents, okay? Little did I ever realize when I first started years ago that I would be doing a 5th one, and I would be talking on the radio to someone who has created a blog and a radio show capability for women to listen and to receive some inspiration. And I'd like to say that inspiration happens when you get your head out of a dark, smelly place. That's inspiration.
Right on. And it's amazing how easy it is to go to that dark place. It really is, because you know, it's, you hate to say it, but it is still a world where a woman has to work twice as hard to be considered half as good and watch as men get promoted over them that have no qualifications and things like that, because we don't want to say it. We don't want to take that little, you know, dark little secret out of the closet, but it is the truth, you know. Yeah. And I have two sons and a daughter, and you know, they're all grown and gone at this point in my life, but I remember when she was younger and saying, you know, it's so hard to raise a daughter to understand the rules and things like that without breaking that spirit, because you don't want to kill that independence and curiosity and all of those other things that society can squash down. And that's why I'm so excited about sharing the amazing women that this journey I've been on through social media and my own business and everything else has brought me to, you know. And it's so much fun. And at this point, it's hard because I have a business that's really taking on a life of its own. And we're at the point now with Word of Mom Radio that we're expanding. And Nicole Maxine, who's not here with me today, I didn't even bother asking her because she and her family are getting ready to be moving to Germany. She's a military wife, but she's going to be taking over a lot of Word of Mom Radio and continuing now with her mompreneur dreams of having wanted to do shows about style and fashion and supporting women and everything else. And it's amazing how, you know, the journey leads us to each other, and it's so important. It really is. It's so important to just be there to encourage each other, empower each other. You know, our website was supposed to be launched for stadiumbags.com on Friday for Thanksgiving. And guess what? The web company, it blew the deadline. So, you know what? It is what it is, because it is what it is. And we started yesterday. We started back on it all, yesterday, and they were like, oh, this. And I was like, look, here's what I have to say about it all. And now it's another day. So let's get it together and let's get this going, you know?
Yeah, we can't change history, but we get to make history by what we do at the moment at hand each and every day.
Right on.
Right on.
And I actually said that to their parent company. I was like, you know what? You're lucky that it's somebody with my temperament that is dealing with this, because this is now a new facet of your company. And so I'm the first one that's crossing over, and thank goodness it's me. Because if it had been somebody else, they might not have handled it as well as I have.
Well,
you know?
And probably somewhere along the way there was somebody that did something in kind in a similar way for you, of which you might not even be aware. And so you're just paying it forward. And when I think about Laycocker saying, we've got moms, grandmoms who take care of kids, okay, and you send them off to school or out to play every day, and you probably have historically always been concerned about their shoelaces and them being safe. And here's what Lace Locker does. There's a trifecta of sorts here. So for the mom, the grandmom, the caretaker who's sending the child out to play or off to school, you put a pair of Lace Lockers on their shoes, and that's it. You don't ever have to worry about them encountering a loose shoelace, tripping, getting them caught on something. And that frees up your mind to be able to pursue other creative thinking. And on the Lace Locker side, all of our profits go to the Lace Locker Scholarship Fund that was created in my mom's memory, that the money is being used to create college scholarship opportunities for young women who otherwise could not be able to afford to go to college. And my mom only went to eighth grade herself, but she was just absolutely gargantuanly supportive of education. And when she died a couple of years ago, the opportunity became obvious. Okay, I promised her that I would, you know, work on Lace Locker to try and fund the scholarship. And then when she died, the opportunity to actually create presented itself. And so there's a trifecta. There's the opportunity to free up the creative thinking because you're not worrying. The child is safe and can be active, which is important for kids to be active, and we want them to be safe while they're being active. And then at the same time, we're helping to create scholarship dollars to send young women to school who otherwise could not, who can then perpetuate and continue to pay forward what it is that we're talking about trying to incubate and create going forward here in what we're doing.
I love that. You know, we're going to take a quick break, and I actually really want to go back and talk more, and then we're going to bring in a caller because I want her to share her experiences, not only with you but with Lace Locker, because I just think it's such a fabulous product. This is such a great, great idea. So we will be back with you in just a moment. I just want to say hello to and thank you to our sponsors today, Cass Winters, who is the founder of everythingfamily.net. She's the mother of family ideas and been a mompreneur since 1974. She's a writer, an illustrator, and a publisher for children, families, and working moms. And they've always been her main focus. And she still does afternoon workshops. They're getting ready to do another open house the end of the month before the holidays. And she is the author of the book, Get That Book Out of Your Head and Into Print, which is a guide for writers. And you can find great books, gifts, and fabulous ideas on her website, everythingfamily.net. And don't forget, you can tune in to the Sneaky Mom Show, which Cass hosts every first Wednesday of the month. You can tune in live or listen to any of her archives because she's a firm believer that children learn best when they think they are playing. And stadiumbags.com, you know, that's me. And here we are, you know, with our see-through bags and backpack that, you know, meet college and pro and college sport requirements, although definitely check with your specific sport to make sure of the different bags that you're allowed to take in, because some allow a clear backpack, some want a clear pocketbook. We're doing our clear tote bag. That'll be coming out in early next year. And you can find us at stadiumbags.com. We're waiting to roll out our new spot, which will feature our commercial with Kevin Harrington. And so we're really excited about just the evolution of everything happening with safety bags and launching stadiumbags.com. So please do us a favor. Go to wordofmomradio.com. You can hit the Mompreneur Marketplace and take a look at all of our fabulous sponsors, especially our, you know, our quilting experts that are there and everything else, because there's some great holiday gifts and gift ideas that you'll find from them. So we are back here on Word of Mom Radio with Stosh Stanley, who's the founder of Lace Locker, and we were talking about your scholarship fund. I think that is such a wonderful thing that you are doing. I really do. I love cause marketing. I truly do. You know?
Well, I think it's a lot easier to get up each morning when you have clear focus and you know the prize that you're going after. And so I would say, you know, this was such a brain-dead obvious idea to create the scholarship in my mom's memory when she died that my brothers didn't, I mean, we didn't hesitate for one moment. And it takes about $250,000 to fund one full ride for 4 years in an endowment
right.
fund. So you can imagine, and that's at a state-run institution. The private schools are a whole lot more. And so I joke that I've got to you know, I've got to sell a lot of Lace Lockers, but my dream is to find a shoe company or a distributor. And, hey, moms, maybe someone in your family or your significant other might even be one of these people. It just came to me. Is that I see opportunity for somebody like a Zappos, which is a company that sells every kind of shoe you can imagine. And let's say you go to Zappos and you buy your kids sneakers or tennis shoes, depending on which part of the country you live in. And they ship them to you. And, you know, they could be ASICS, they could be Keds, they could be Nike, they could be almost any kind of shoe. And so then when it's time to get another pair of shoes, you don't necessarily remember that you bought those from Zappos and you got a really good pair. But here's the solution for that situation for the big shoe company or the shoe distributor is that you brand lace lockers with your brand name like Zappos, okay? And you put a pair of lace lockers in every box of shoes that you ship that have shoelaces on them. And the recipient of the shoe puts them on there, and every time they put the shoes on and take them off, your brand is in front of that person's eyes, and you are embellishing brand awareness so that when it's time for those shoes to be replaced, they don't even think. They go right to the Zappos website, and they pick out their next pair of shoes. Pretty powerful, and at the same time, they're giving the people who bought those shoes shoelace safety.
Nice. See, and you know what? That's I like that anything that's imprintable, I think it is such a great idea because, again, you can sell to 50 different companies that all do the same thing, but now it's all their own product that they're sharing
they
internally and sharing with their customers.
And then it goes on and on because for fundraising, we've done worked with schools for fundraising. They're developing fundraising. We're doing fundraising for our scholarships, so it's very symbiotic. And the possibilities are actually almost limitless because any piece of footwear that has shoelaces is an option for lace lockers. Hiking boots, doesn't matter. We're working on an executive version for dress shoes. It isn't just for running and walking shoes. Actually, guys benefit from these because the pants are always swishing against the shoelaces on their shoes, and that's why their shoelaces come loose all the time. It's the pants rubbing against the laces, loosening them up and freeing them up. So, you know, breast cancer awareness. It doesn't matter. Schools buy them from us. They put them in their colors, and they do fundraising with them. The lace locker design and patent even would let them be incorporated in the physical design of a shoe. If a shoe company wanted to license the technology to make it be part of their shoes. So it's a win-win. I don't know how many wins you can have, but there's like a win in every possible possible way. And, you know, we better the world. We create the freedom of movement and safety so kids can be more active, more safe. Moms get the idea I don't have to worry about him or her. I can twiddle with my project for a little bit. And knowing that, you know, my mom always used to say what goes around comes around. And, you know, we can be great brooms and great facilitators, but we also want to make sure we're good dustpans because we want to be recipients of suggestions and good ideas that people give us along the way.
Wow, I've never heard it put that way. I love that. On that note, I want to bring Angela into this conversation, who's been sitting and listening to everything going on. Angela, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Dory. Hi, Stosh.
Hi, Angela.
I wanted you to tell us a little bit about your experience with Lace Locker.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. And thanks for inviting me in to share my story of this. It's interesting. I've gotten to know Stosh through a kind of a happenstance of circumstances. And I know her brother. I've known him for many years. And we were having a conversation one day. And he brought up his sister. And he has such great admiration for her tenacity, her willpower, you know, because of all the things that you said earlier, you know, it isn't easy to get things off the ground. And when others you know, don't necessarily see the same things you see. You know, I think on some level, Sasha will agree that her brother, Joe, has been a real advocate for her in all of this time, and he sees it and he gets it. It's really wonderful. Well, he's telling me Stasha's story, so I got to meet this lady. And you know, when I first met her, her energy, as you can probably tell, Dory, I mean, her energy and her passion is just, it spills over on you. It splashes on you. You can't help but like be lifted up. Mm. And then, you know, and she came, you know, when I had the opportunity to meet her, she said, how many pairs of sneakers do you have? You know, how old's your daughter? What friends do you have? You know, I mean, she's her biggest cheerleader. It's really wonderful. And she does seem to have this endless stream of energy, and it's infectious. And then when I got to learn more about her story, you know, yes, the product is fantastic. My daughter wears them. I have them. I don't even have to think about them. They're there. They're on the sneaker. You don't take them on and off. They're on there for as long as you want them, and it's terrific. And I have a black pair for my black sneakers and a white pair for my white sneakers. And you can get them in, I mean, Stosh, my goodness, how many colors, right? 28. There you go.
Wow.
What's so fantastic, though, is that you just, I look down at them, Dory, and I go on my walks and I say, I did a good, you know, I did a good thing by helping spread this story, by helping share it with my friends and moms and colleagues. It's like, you know, you said, do you know the story behind the lace lockers, you know, and you hear about it, and how can you not want to see Stosh win? How can you not want to see Lace Locker win when you know that cause marketing, Dory, that you said you're so passionate about? How can you not want to have something practical that keeps you safe and gives you peace of mind, incredibly affordable, and yet gives you so much payback, you know, because you know you're doing a good thing. You're contributing and doing something good. So
we're in this together. We're in this together, and nothing happens independently without the good fortune and the support of others, including the naysayers, who I think are our biggest proponents without even knowing it.
And I agree. You know what? It's so amazing. Sometimes people telling you, believe me, when I was at that place where I was like, you know what, maybe it's time for me to just move on to something else. And then it was a family party and got to hear everybody again going, you know, it's time that you quit this thing. And I walked out of there and I was like, thank you very much for putting some pee back in my vinegar. Thank you very much. You know, and I was like, and then it all just, it kind of snowballed from there. We, you know, 9 months ago, we relaunched. And, you know, I've already got commercials done and stuff like this. So, I mean, it's just been this whirlwind. And I, like you, you know, believe in the giving back. You know, we have a whole line of school bags.
Yeah.
Our entire, you know, 100% of the retail profit goes back to the school and everything.
Dude,
I mean...
I'd like to say to the moms, the moms-to-be and the grandmoms that are out there, I don't hesitate in saying, you know, go visit our website, and I think you've got it posted on your Word of Mom Radio website as well. Go to the lacelocker.com website, and we've got contact information there, and I'm more than willing to have a preliminary conversation with anybody who is hesitant about an idea or what they're trying to do, or they just need a little fertilizing. I'm happy to do that absolutely free of charge.
You know, Stosh, I was actually thinking I would love to actually have you back on a business show to talk about just that, creative ideas, creative financing, you know, different things like that. You are somebody, I love your giving back attitude.
I'd be happy to
share you again.
Yeah. Happy to do that with you, and just let me know when you would like to do that. And I'd like to wish everybody a great holiday season, however they spend it, and get lace lockers for all those stockings.
Yeah, really. Go to lacelocker.com. I'm serious. This is a great stocking idea. This is a great gift and 28 different colors to choose from. You are going to love them. Stosh, thank you so much for being here. I can't believe how fast a half hour goes. Angela,
thank you
so much for calling in and sharing your story.
You,
and I will definitely be in touch. Stosh, I will be in touch because I would love to bring you back to share some other ideas.
We'll
I
make
really
that happen.
Would.
Ho, 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 ho. Get that sled going, girl. Have a great holiday season.
Absolutely. You too. For everybody here at Word of Mom Radio, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.